Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches Bharat Vistar, a digital initiative to make farmers empowered and information rich. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron will strengthen bilateral ties and global progress. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says India is set to attract over $200 billion investments in country's AI ecosystem over next 2 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah attends high-level national conclave of cooperation ministers of states and union territories in Gandhinagar. Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rahman to take oath as Prime Minister of Bangladesh in Dhaka today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to attend swearing-in ceremony. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Group D match between New Zealand and Canada underway in Chennai. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched the Farmers Digital Companion Bharat Vistar from Jaipur. The initiative aims to make farmers smart, empowered and information rich. Through this platform, farmers will be able to access all necessary information with a single call via their mobile phones. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Union Agriculture Minister described it as a historic step towards a digital revolution in the agriculture sector. He said the initiative will provide farmers with crop-based scientific advisory services, mandi prices and weather information. He added that the initiative would prove decisive in extending the vision of Digital India to rural India. He further stated that to increase farmers' income, it is essential to connect them not only with agriculture, but also with animal husbandry, for which technology is crucial.
Our goal is to increase production. For that, we need to prepare a new types of ICR crops. We need to reduce the cost of production. By using the magnification technique, we can reduce the cost of production so that profit increases. We need to pay the farmers for his production. That is why we have tried to set a record on MSP.
Chief Minister of Rajasthan Bhajan Lal Sharma termed this digital initiative as the beginning of a farmers' revolution and urged farmers to make maximum use of it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. The two leaders will inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both countries. Mr. Macron arrived in Mumbai early this morning on a 3-day official visit to India to participate in the AI Impact Summit. Prime Minister Modi has expressed confidence that his meeting with French President will further strengthen cooperation in various sectors and contribute to global progress. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will hold bilateral engagements this afternoon at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai, where they'll review the progress made in the India-France strategic partnership and exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Their discussion will also focus on strengthening the strategic partnership and further diversifying it into new and emerging areas. Both nations are also expected to exchange MOUs in various areas on the occasion, followed by a press statement by both the leaders. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will inaugurate the India-France Innovation Forum and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both countries at the Hotel Taj Mahal Palace. This will be followed by the launch of the India-France Year of Innovation and Cultural Commemoration at the iconic Gateway of India. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin will co-chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. The meeting will review the entire gamut of bilateral defence cooperation with focus on expanding industrial collaboration. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the summit is receiving huge response with people arriving from every corner of the country. He said India will strive to build a consensus among global leaders on the proper and responsible use of AI so that it can be utilized for the benefit of humanity.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from faraway places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm. It's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders. That's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over the next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government is focusing on reskilling, upskilling and creating a new talent pipeline to prepare the workforce for emerging technologies.
Right now we are working with the industry and academia on three fronts. One, reskilling and upskilling the existing talent which is there working the workforce. Two, creating a new talent pipeline. Three, making sure that the coming generations are ready for this new technology. All these three things are happening in parallel. So far, more than 100 colleges are there where the IT industry is getting their talent reskilled. Our future skills program, which we started 3 years ago, that is also deployed now for AI-based reskilling. So that's a constant endeavor that we are making.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said AI and education are supplementary to each other. Addressing the second day of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi on pushing the frontier of AI in India, Mr. Pradhan said, at present the nation is heading towards becoming a knowledge-centric society. Mr. Pradhan noted that AI is a significant tool in a multidimensional country like India to understand the complexity of the system and use it for public welfare.
AI ko use karke hame nayi generation ke se zyada empower kare.
Indian youth are thinking in ways different from the generations before them. AI in education and education in AI are intertwined. I call upon our youth to use AI to educate, embrace, empower and create path-breaking initiatives which will position India as a force to reckon within the AI landscape. I am confident that AI will drive India towards becoming a knowledge superpower of the world.
Global leadership position pe aayenge.
Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel has announced the launch of the Strategy for AI in Healthcare for India, SAHI, a national guidance framework aimed at supporting responsible AI adoption across states, regulators and private programs. She said this while delivering a keynote address at the Roundtable on Innovation to Impact AI as a Public Health Game Changer during the AI Impact Summit.
AI for India, as our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji believes, is not artificial intelligence. It is all inclusive. That's our definition of AI. The real measure of the power of AI lies in the extent to which it is able to touch lives and the extent to which it is able to address the health inequities. That's the governance model we follow, in which AI becomes an enabler and a force multiplier, and it is able to take us closer to the goals of inclusivity and health equities.
On the second day of the India AI Impact Summit, a series of high-level panel discussions are being held, focused on harnessing artificial intelligence for inclusive and transformative growth. A report.
India AI Impact Summit 2026 is focusing on strengthening global collaboration, promoting responsible and ethical AI, and accelerating AI adoption across priority sectors of the economy. The five-day summit is expected to play a catalytic role in positioning India as a global hub for AI innovation and deployment, aligned with the vision of digitally empowered and technology-driven India. On the second day of the summit, knowledge compendiums on AI in health, energy, education, agriculture, gender Empowerment and Accessibility will be released today. Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel today participated in a session on the theme Innovation to Impact AI as a Public Health Game Changer. And Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan addressed the session on pushing the frontier of AI in India. A series of high-level panel discussions is being held focused on harnessing artificial intelligence for inclusive and transformative growth. Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a high-level national conclave, Manthan, of State and Union Territory Cooperation Ministers today at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. Cooperation ministers of all states and union territories, along with senior officials, are taking part in the meeting. During a day-long meeting, the Union Cooperation Minister will review the progress of establishing 2 lakh new multipurpose PACs and the nationwide expansion of modern warehouses for better grain storage under the world's largest grain storage plan. Discussions will also focus on integrating states into newly formed national bodies for experts in seeds, alongside the time-bound computerization of PACs. Mr. Shah also virtually inaugurated 5 cooperative projects of Gujarat worth 258 crore rupees and laid the foundation stone for 2 projects. To review the preparations for upcoming assembly elections and the special intensive revision SIR of voters list, the newly appointed special role observer of the Election Commission, retired IPS officer N.K. Mishra, will be on a tour to West Bengal from this evening. Just after reaching, he will hold an urgent meeting with the Chief Electoral Officer, Manoj Kumar Agarwal. According to Commission sources, the purpose of this meeting is to examine the intensive revision of the voter list, administrative preparations, and the progress of various related processes. Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP Chairman Tariq Rahman will take oath as Prime Minister of Bangladesh in Dhaka today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will attend the swearing-in ceremony. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will also be present on the occasion. The BNP today elected Tariq Rahman as its leader, setting him up to become the leader of the House and take oath as the Prime Minister. According to local media reports, the BNP established the parliamentary party and conducted its inaugural meeting, chaired by Tariq Rahman, after its 208 MPs took oath at the Jatiya Sangsad Bhavan earlier in the day. Meanwhile, Chief Election Commissioner administered the oaths to the newly elected MPs in the recently held elections. The BNP won 209 parliamentary seats, while the radical Islamist party Jamaat-e-Islami secured 68 seats. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand won by 8 wickets, defeating Canada in the Group D match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Earlier, choosing to bat first, Canada scored 173 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. Chasing the target of 174 runs, Canada, losing 2 wickets, successfully achieved the target in just 15.1 overs. Later in the day, Ireland will face Zimbabwe in a Group B match at Palakkale International Cricket Stadium. The match will start at 3 p.m. local time. In the third fixture, Scotland will lock horns with Nepal in a Group C match at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. The match will start at 7 p.m. Punjab's famous Qila Raipur Rural Olympics has begun at the historic grounds in Qila Raipur village in Ludhiana today. This time, the iconic bullock cart races have also returned after a long gap, marking the revival of traditional rural sports. Besides the bullock cart races, the 3-day sports festival includes hockey, kabaddi, athletics, and an array of classic traditional games in which both boys and girls participate. The last and final day on February the 19th would also see special 100-meter races in the 65, 75 and 80-plus age group categories. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches Bharat Vistar, a digital initiative to make farmers empowered and information rich. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron will strengthen bilateral ties and global progress. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says India is set to attract over $200 billion investments in country's AI ecosystem over next 2 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah attends high-level national conclave of cooperation ministers of states and union territories in Gandhinagar. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand beat Canada by 8 wickets in Group D match in Chennai. With that, we end the midday news.